Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Chapter 3, Mishnah 17, here with the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah in Season 4, Gimel Yud Zayin. We're about to take our winter hiatus. You know, Belinender, we like to go from September to June. But to do so and to think of everything, we need to take some breaks. So we need to take the winter and spring hiatus. Emirat Hashem, God willing. So after 18, we're going to stop because we're halfway through Rabbeinu Yonah's version of Pirkei Avos, which is 6. So we're going to stop after 3. But stay with us, God willing, Emirat Hashem. Belinender will come back. So let's look at 3:17. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz." If you don't have Torah, if you don't have the guidebook of God's word of how to live our lives, how to go about things in this world, you don't have Torah. If you don't have Torah, you don't have derech eretz. Excuse me. If you don't have the guidebook, you don't have God's word. You don't know how to live the right way. You don't know how to have the right manners and the proper way of living. But in main derech eretz in Torah. But if you don't have proper manners, you don't have Torah. You could think that you want to get a good kiddush. You could think you could want to get a good aliyah. You want to get to work and give charity. But if you're cutting off everyone on your way, you're cursing at everyone on your way, that's no way to live. That's no Torah. That's no derech eretz. Derech eretz kadma la Torah is the famous phrase. Derech eretz came even before the Torah. How many generations were there before the Jews accepted the Torah in the desert? From Adam to Noah to Avram, all the way down to the Jews, how many generations? Many generations, maybe even 26 it could have been. But so many years to prove that derech eretz, proper manners, proper etiquette, proper going about being in this world and interacting people is even more important than some of the laws of the Torah itself. Emein chachma ein yira. If you don't have wisdom, you don't have fear of sin. I mean, you're in chachma, but if you don't have fear of sin, you don't have wisdom either. You have to have everything together. If there's no fear, there's no wisdom. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. Im ein das ein bina. If there is no knowledge, there's no understanding. Im ein bina ein das. If there's no understanding, there's no knowledge. Everything really comes together. The Mishnah is pointing out to us from Elazar ben Azariah. Im ein Torah ein derech. Im ein kemach ein Torah. Excuse me. Im ein Torah in Kemach. If there's no flour, there's no Torah. If there's no Torah, there's no flour. You gotta work and you gotta learn. You gotta learn and you gotta work. That's what they call an earner learner in the Jewish community when dating someone who works and who learns Torah. Two things that go together. Hu hayom, he used to say, Kol shachachmasa meruba mimasa. Anyone whose wisdom exceeds his actions, lamahu doma, what is he comparable to? Le'ilan sha'anafa merubin. Visharasha Muatin, someone to a tree with many branches and a few roots. So what happens? You have more branches than roots. What do you think is going to happen? The wind will come, a strong wind will come, and it'll completely topple it over. If you have a lot of branches, but not a lot of roots, it's going to be like a lone tree in the desert. Will not see when goodness comes. It dwells in parched lands in the wilderness in a salty and uninhabited land. It's going to fall over. You got to have more good deeds than your wisdom. You got to act more than just thinking. It has to be more practical than just thinking. But Aval Kol Shema Asav Murabin Mim Mechachmaso Mechachmaso Lamahu Domem. Someone whose actions exceed his wisdom. Who is he comparable to? Le'ilan Sha'anaf of Mu'atin Vesharash of Murubin. To a tree whose branches are few, but his roots are many. Shefil Kol Arucha Sheba Olam Ba'os Venoshavos Bo Ein Mezizna Samamakum Mimakoma. All the winds of the world will try to knock it down. Will try to break it down, but it won't happen. It'll stay firmly rooted in place, pun intended. Shenemer v'haya ke'et shasul al-mayim v'al yuval yeshalach sharasha v'lo yira k'yevo chum v'haya alehu ra'anan v'shnas b'tzoros lo yedag v'lo yamish me'asos peri. He will be, the pasuk says, the verse says, he will be like a tree planted near water, which spreads out its roots along a brook, does not see when heat comes. Its foliage is always fresh. It will not worry in a year of drought and will not stop producing fruit. So the Mishnah teaching us how things have to come together. Torah with Derech Eretz. Yira with Chachma. Chachma with Yira. Different things coming together. You need to have things together. And you have to have more actions than wisdom. You gotta think, you gotta practice, you gotta do in this world more than just thinking, more than just having the knowledge. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. No Torah, no Derech Eretz. If you do not know Torah, you're not perfect in the midos that comprise Derech Eretz. Most of the good midos found in the society have their source in the Torah, such as you shall surely lend him money against the pledge from Devarim. You shall surely give to him from Devarim. You shall have honest scales and honest weights from Vayikra, and many similar commandments. As such, if you lack Torah, your perceptions of Derech Eretz will also be incomplete. But if there's no Derech Eretz, there's no Torah, first improve your Midos, and then you can absorb Torah. For Torah never dwells in those who lack good Midos. Do not plan to learn first Torah, and then later work on your Midos, because that is impossible. As it says, first we will do, and then we will hear. Naaseh v'nishma is what they said in Shemos, as was explained earlier in 3:9 of us. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. Fear of heaven cannot be complete without wisdom, because it strengthens man and lights his way on the proper path. No fear, no wisdom. Fear of heaven must precede wisdom, otherwise the wisdom will not endure. You will tire of it and abandon it. Since you do not first refine your midos and do not fear the Almighty's word, why is there money in the hand of a fool to acquire wisdom though he has no heart? That comes from Mishlei. Why expend resources to acquire wisdom if you're not yet a proper vessel to hold on to that wisdom? He lacks the heart to fulfill the word of God. Fear must always precede wisdom and exist alongside it. If no knowledge, no understanding, the mind is three parts divided into three aspects. Wisdom, chachma, understanding, tivuna, from the same word as bina, same root as bina, knowledge, das. Wisdom is acquired knowledge. Understanding is what you derive by drawing comparisons. Knowledge is synthesized the acquired information. If there's no knowledge, there's no understanding, because if you do not understand the basic thing itself, how can you draw conclusions by comparison? Knowledge comes first before understanding. Without it, understanding it is impossible. Understanding is impossible. If there's no understanding, no knowledge, if you're unable to comprehend something well enough to draw comparisons with something else, that is an indication that you do not really know and appreciate its essence. No flower, no Torah. You'll be so busy pursuing your livelihood that you will not be able to learn Torah. No Torah, no flower. In other words, if you do not have Torah, what have you gained with your wealth? The only purpose of wealth is to provide for your bodily needs so that you will have time to learn Torah. And then the rest of the mission talks about the roots. If you have less roots and greater branches, or less branches and greater roots, what's happening? Better to have much more roots than branches. We already explained this idea earlier in the chapter concerning the topic of one whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom. That's in Avos 3:9. Basically, you need to have more action than wisdom. It's good to have knowledge, it's good to have wisdom, it's good to be wise, but much more important to put the wisdom into practice, much more important to practice what you preach, much more important to do than to just learn about it. Make sure to be a doer, not just being theoretical in the study halls, but actually being involved in Torah, practicing Torah, learning Torah, and living Torah. Important to understand what comes together, the flower with the Torah with the flower, working, learning, and being involved in Torah, understanding Derech Eretz with the Torah. Derech Eretz really coming before Torah. Torah with the Derech Eretz. Both must come together. There are so many of these midos. Without one, without the other, it's not really complete. And understanding, we need to have firm roots, strong roots, proper roots in the ground, in this world, in order to keep us rooted and firmly planted in place. And the best way to do that is with Torah, mitzvos, and chesed. After 120 years, when we leave, we need to have those roots in place so that we weren't shaken up and we weren't toppled over in our own life. Join us next time, God willing, Emir Tashem Bli Neder, as we finish, hopefully, Chapter 3 in Mishnah 18, talking about things that are essential, that you wouldn't think are essential halachos, like kinin, like nests, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.